Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Oh, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
For what?
It's a basic survey, sir, a very brief survey, all right, where we're discussing with our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. We just wanted to get your opinion. By any chance, are you Charles Regan?
Yes.
Great, sir. All right, and moving on. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir? Would you say 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or over 41 years?
Over 41.
Oh, okay. All right, and what would you say is your primary branch of the trade? Would you say stonemason, cement mason, tile or marble finisher, PCC restoration, tile setter, marble mason, mason helper, faster, refractory bricklayer, bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic, or finisher?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, all right. And on the last job that you worked on, sir, were you an improver, a finisher or a helper, an apprentice, a journey level mechanic, or a foreman?
Journey level mechanic.
Oh, oh, okay. Would you say a yes or a no? Are you working currently working at that trade right now? Would you say a yes or a no?
Retired.
Oh, okay. No problem. Approximately how many weeks have you been... Oh, okay. So you said retire. Okay, so how long have you been retired over the past 12 months?
10 years.
Okay, no problem. And moving on, sir. Just yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Would you say a yes or a no?
No, never.
Okay. Would you say a yes or a no in the past 12 months? Have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Would you say a yes or a no?
No.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More.
More construction projects, okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or the same number as this time last year, sir?
More.
More, okay. And would you say a yes or a no? Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the job on the union projects in your community? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Are there enough?
Mm-hmm. Are there enough union craft
workers? No.
No. Oh, okay. No. All right. Would you say a yes or a no? Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
About the same. All right. And moving on, sir. Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, it will get worse, or will it stay about the same?
Same.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, sir, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? For example, unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, thus air quality, or you had no real safety concerns?
No, none.
No real safety concerns. Okay. Would you say a yes or a no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Yes. Would you say that you did that in person or you did it online?
Person.
In person. All right. Thank you so far for your responses. For each of the following, I just want you to tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. For example, union organizing, would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Okay. Picketing, would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Okay. And political canvassing, would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Okay. And well, changing subject to the world beyond the union, sir, I just want to rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you're least likely to get your news from. For example, I have friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, radio, cable news, the internet or social media, print or online newspaper. Any of those that you get your sources from the most?
Cable.
Cable, followed by cable, sir, would you say it's print or online newspapers, the internet, radio, local TV?
Radio.
Oh, radio. And then after that, would you say it's friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, internet or social media, print or online newspapers?
Local TV.
Local TV. Followed by that, sir, would you consider it being friends and neighbors or the internet or social media or print or online newspapers?
Internet.
Internet. And followed by that, would you say it would be friends and neighbors or print or online newspapers?
Friends and neighbor.
Okay. And moving on, sir, thank you so far for your responses. My other question to you would be, sir, which cable network is your preferred news source? Would you say MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, or other news channels?
CNN.
CNN. All right. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Would you say jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support and labor unions? Any of those that worry you the most?
Healthcare.
Healthcare. Okay. As you may know, sir, BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, sir? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Yes? Would you say you've heard a lot about it, some or a little?
A lot.
A lot. Okay, and moving on. As you may know, sir, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that federal elected officials support it, sir?
Very important.
Very important. Okay, moving on quickly. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act, sir? Would you say it's the Democratic Party or the Republican Party that supports them more?
Democrat.
Democratic. Okay, moving on quickly. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side would you support more in this feud, sir? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
United Auto Workers.
Okay. Would you say that you support the United Auto Workers much more or the United Auto Workers somewhat more?
Much more.
Oh, okay. Moving on quickly, sir. I want you to tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done as a president overall. Do you approve or disapprove of that?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about the job he's doing in the economy? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Would you say you approve it strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about the job he's doing in immigration? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would you say you disapprove somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about the job he's doing in healthcare? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. Would you say you approve strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about the job he's doing in support for labor unions? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
So you approve that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about the job he's doing in foreign affairs? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay, would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. Well, do you approve or disapprove of the way the Congress is handling its job? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Are you registered to vote? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you would vote in the election for president and other office in the November 2024 election? Would you say you're almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Certain.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and your candidates were Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
Biden.
Okay. And would you say yes or a no? Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, turning back to BAC or back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. And moving on quickly, sir, how could the union best improve its representation and service, like in your own words?
How?
Mm-hmm. Like how could the union... Yeah. How could the union...
I didn't think about that one.
Oh. Okay. All right, and move it on.
Stay united, that's all.
Stay united, okay? No problem.
Yeah.
No problem, sir. And moving on, I would like to know as well, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? Like, in your own words, what is the most important thing that the union should be working on your own, in your own words, sir?
Stronger. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union, sir? Would you say mail, email, union meetings, text, or at the job site?
Mail,
okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Would you say four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Four or more times a year,
okay. All right, and moving on, sir, I would like to ask just these last questions for statistical purposes. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. And just to make sure we have our representative sample, what do you consider your race to be?
White.
All right, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I get your first name?
Charles.
Okay, sir. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.